Supporters thronged Mr. Wadd at midday as he voted in the presidential elections, chanting his nickname, Gorgi. Mr. Wadd said he was confident of a first-round victory.
I am very optimistic. Before coming here, I call all my representatives of the party in each department of Senegal, and they are very, very confident, and there is a very big mobilization for the vote.
Senegalese activist Alien Teen, whose human rights organization is monitoring polling stations, said that he also was impressed with the high turnout.
I think it's historical, because since the independence of Senegal, we haven't seen such a mobilization here in this country.
But he said that in some places, there had been serious delays getting polling stations open. A main opposition candidate, Idrissa Seck, said after voting that democracy had been hurt under the current administration. He cites problems like delayed distribution of voter cards, as well as intimidation of opposition leaders and journalists. Seck, a former protege of Mr. Wadd, was jailed last year as part of a corruption probe. The campaign of another major opposition candidate, Ousmane Tanur Jang, from the former ruling Socialist Party, said it had credible information of what it called a planned strategy of fraud. It said several hundred Socialist Party supporters had been denied voting cards. The problem of voting cards was also discussed in the capital, Dakar, like at this polling station in the Fan neighborhood. Demba Kante, who was monitoring the vote as a representative from one of the opposition parties, said many people had still not received their card in time to vote.
I myself have received my card on this Sunday pass. That was a way of discouraging people. If you come today, they tell you to come another week. So and so and so. 2 months after, you will be discouraged.
First-time voter Mamadou Ndiaye did get his card in time, but had to wait several hours to vote. While he waited, other would-be voters argued over the system of voting, which confused many. It consisted of selecting one of the 15 colored slips for each candidate. Ndiaye said he was excited for his chance to participate in the democratic process.
I think that it's very good today, because I see that all population is here for doing how right now, who is the to choose the president. I think that today all the world will see that Senegal is a country of peace.
Senegal is considered by many to be a model democracy in West Africa. Mr. Wadd is the third president since independence. If no candidate gets more than 50% of the vote, there's a second round scheduled on March 11th for the top two finishers. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Dakar.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。